The golf course, Kendall Lakes, Miami, 86 to 87. Johnny had a CJ7 Jeep we used to take four-wheeling in the abandoned golf course where our friends had burned down the clubhouse while they were in junior high. The golf cart tracks remained long after Florida had reclaimed the land, unchecked sawgrass up to my shoulders next to the bald paths through the tangled vegetation. The caddy shacks stayed chained shut. Their outcropping resting tin roofs would have offered some shelter in the heavy rains if they didn't beg lightning strikes. Snapping turtles liked the log near the tree where we hung the tire swing, which made it seem all the more dangerous to pitch myself out over the water and let go. Our gang always knew the spot to meet, and across the lake from us, other kids from school would congregate. We were all considered burnouts, but from different sects. When the police or rangers would show up, whoever saw them first would signal the rest, twirling our up-pointed fingers to silently imitate the spinning blue lights. An older guy named Jesus lived in a treehouse built from scraps of wood he salvaged from the nearby construction sites, would buy us beer. His cat was also named Jesus. I dropped my first tab of acid there one night and foolishly wanted to surf on my car while Jenny did donuts in the long meadow until I flew off the hood onto my head. Vince and I had awkward, meaningless sex in the Chevette's front seat, my knees rubbing against the sheepskin seat covers for a few brief thrusts until he was done. The music that blared from our stereos was Poison, Motley Crue, and Metallica, and the guys made fun of me for liking Prince, The Police, U2, and R.E.M., called them weak. We went there in the daytime when we were cutting class. We hid there in the night when we were escaping our houses. Endless rows of identical pink deco stucco.